And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the brothers Husseini in the studio here. Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yusuf Husseini from Yosef Husseini from the Anglers Realtors. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be. Pete,
yeah,
welcome back.
A lot of
back
fun.
From Mexico.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. Great trip for sure. Absolutely. The Loretto Rumble.
Yeah.
The best ever. Oh, for sure.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. The fishing was unbelievable. But before we get into it, I'll get into that. But welcome to our guests,
yeah,
the Husseini brothers. Good morning,
boys.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you. And Ali, you were fishing yesterday, of course.
We did.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Snuck out, got one in.
Yeah, yeah, and caught some fish.
We did.
Yeah.
Reds, I'm assuming, right? Like, that's your thing. When the boat unties from the dock these days, it's just all red all the time?
It was weird to not be fishing for reds and, like, running an hour. I haven't done that in a long time. You look at, whoa, wow, I got an hour 15 minutes to the spot. Yeah, it was weird. It, like, took a long time. You're not used to it right now.
Yeah. You're 15 minutes on the spot going 50 miles an hour.
No, it was kind of lumpy, honestly.
Oh,
yeah, so we were doing, like, I don't know, 30 knots.
Oh, that's all.
We had to slow down.
Crawling.
Yeah, crawling.
But you guys went tuna fishing.
We did.
That's so rad.
It was fun. You know, there was plenty of people out there enjoying it, and sun was out. Like, that's big for
warm.
It's been the coldest winter ever, man. I'm a tropical person.
Yeah.
I do not like this at all.
No, it's time to get back to normal.
It is, for sure. I've never worn pants so much in my life as this winter.
Yeah. Like, isn't it?
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's all behind us and we can get to business.
Feels like it.
The tuna are biting.
It's sunny. There's no rain on the 10-day forecast. Yeah. Like, it feels like it's behind us.
And out by us, it's going to be in the 80s all week. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, let's bring on summer
sunshine. Yeah, so what water conditions, how they look?
Terrible.
Yeah just not a lot of life around.
Yeah, there's a four-letter word that precedes brown is pretty much what it looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just gross.
Yeah,
and don't ask me. And tons of those, what are they called? Sailors by wind.
Yeah,
there was ponds that looked like giant like kelp patties almost. They were
so thick. Remember the last time we had those?
Yeah, and it was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. We saw something that was weird, too. There were so many molas in the area, they'd be sticking their foreheads out of the water. Because they're eating those jellies.
No way. Oh,
so you look
cool.
over and you see the head of a 300-pound mola come up out of the water. Because, you know, their mouth's so low on
their
head.
Yeah, what a trip.
Yeah, so like half of their head sticking out of the water so they could gulp down. We saw it like 10 times yesterday. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well, those things aren't even jellies either. There's some...
Yeah, there's something else.
They're just something weird.
Molas, molas definitely like to eat them. We can confirm that.
Yeah, that's cool.
They have little stingers on them. I can attest to that from just being in the water with them.
But they'll burn you.
Not much. Just
really?
A little burn.
Yeah, we picked them up.
Yeah, we picked them up a bunch and messed with them and put them in the bank tank. And...
Not like if, like on your face.
Okay.
You know?
Oh,
like a little sting, like I've on sensitive skin.
I've never even seen those things around until about 4 or 5 years ago, I think. Was
what?
Like our first little push of them.
Yeah, I remember in albacore years, they were always around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember them earlier on, but I don't remember much.
Yeah. So, BD Outdoors, local knowledge, tell us what's going on there.
We're rolling right along, man. Honestly, not a whole lot of dramatic changes. We just got through show season, which was kind of weird after being gone for a little while. You know, you forgot how to do those things and getting back to basics. And I think next week we launched the first episode of season 7 of Local Knowledge.
Season 7?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been on that format where we do one new episode a month, and then we've been dropping a piece of content every week. So, like, last year we put out 52 pieces of content. I don't know how we did it.
Now, what's that?
Explain what do you mean by just a piece?
So, like, there's 4 weeks in a month, right? We'll do a show preview, like the little mini film that pushes the show. Then we'll do an actual show. And then the other 2 weeks we'll do a how-to. We call it like a deep dive, you know, dig into a story somewhere that we didn't get to do on the show.
Related to the episode that just aired?
Exactly. Stuff to support sponsors, you know, all that kind of stuff.
But if you did a show on tuna fishing, you might then do a thing about rigging, how you caught them, or these are the connections on the floor that we use.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's cool. Like, we like to go to a fish market and do that kind of stuff, or a recipe, or some months it's just
food. So they're like short
little pieces. Yeah, like one to 5 minutes we try to keep them at. And it's just to have that steady stream of content. So I think it drops every Wednesday at like 2:00. But if you subscribe to our YouTube channel for Local Knowledge, you'll get a little notification on your phone or on your TV saying, hey, there's a new piece of content out. And then we've been doing a lot of that. And like I said, 52 pieces of content is a lot.
Especially the level that you guys do it. I mean, that's one thing about BD Outdoors and obviously Local Knowledge. Like, I mean, everything you guys do is of that highest end. It's not two dudes filming something on a cell phone and putting it to YouTube. I mean, it's high production value.
Yeah, we just really are proud of the level of production value. It's a lot of extra time, a lot of extra effort, and it's not cheap at all, but we're just using all the baddest gear, and, you know, we've got the guys that produce the show are so talented, and they won't do anything that's not an A.
That's cool.
So, and then you do a full 30-minute episode.
Once a month. Yeah. So instead of like a lot of TV shows, we'll run like, they'll do like 6 new episodes 6 weeks in a row, take a little break, run 12 straight through. You're kind of only relevant then for whatever, a few months, right? So our goal was like have one piece a month that you can hang your hat on. And that was a good thing about going digital. There's no rules. We can do whatever we want. Whereas before you had to deliver an episode to the network on this day, you got sick, you struck out. Weather, you know, flight cancel, whatever, then now you've got a gun to your head. And you also can't fish like 12 months out of the year when you do things that way. This way, you know, if we want to be in Mag Bay in November, no problem. If you want to be in, you know, San Diego in July, it just opens up a whole lot of options and it kind of broke all the rules for us.
Yeah. So there's always fresh content.
Always.
That's the whole thing.
And you go on our YouTube channel. I don't know how many videos there are there, but there's going to be hundreds of them by now. I mean, literally, there's a ton of stuff. Yeah. And we really do like the comments and all that. We listen to that. That's how we figure out what we're going to produce next.
That's cool.
You know, guys will be like, hey, show us, you know, your favorite yellowtail setup. Okay, cool. So we'll make a video and show you what we like to use for yellowtail.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of good stuff. Now, Yosef, what about the real estate game here for the anglers? I know you specialize in taking care of fishermen. You've taken care of a lot of Let's Talk Hookup listeners and a lot of BD Outdoors people I know, too, and Local Knowledge viewers and such. How's that game going?
It's actually going really well. Business has really picked up for me. I think for everybody in the business, but we're back to multiple offers again.
Wow.
Even with the little bit higher interest rate.
Yeah. You were saying you had a property that got 11 offers at once?
Yeah, it actually wasn't mine. It was a guy in my office this past week had 11 offers on a new property in La Mesa.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anything want, that's
there like, are people that want to move to San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're still moving here. Yeah. You know, the exodus is over, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, yeah, things are going great, man. I think we're going to have a really good spring. People are wanting to list again and, you know, having conversations with people about, you know, getting into a bigger home and just being a better time because the explosion hasn't happened yet. Every summer it happens and people are, oh, you know, I should have bought 2 months ago.
Right,
well, right now is 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So
this
get
is
off
the time.
Couch. Exactly.
This is the time. Yeah.
You mentioned spring. Is it a seasonal thing where you see like an influx of houses in a time of year or another? I mean, like it just seems like, you know, you can decide to pull the trigger whenever you want, but is there a busier or slower time of year for you?
Totally. It's like a fish spawn or something, you know, like as soon as the sun's out for more than a week, people want to move.
Okay.
Basically,
I want my yard. Like, I want my garden. I want whatever that thing is.
Totally. A pool or.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Yeah.
The beach or, you know, get
especially
out of
after
there.
This year with torrential rain and cold
totally.
And everything. It's like people want out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
People are getting moving, and I've had a few clients in the past week that I'm going to be listing here soon call me and want walkthroughs. So I'm going to go walk through their house with them and tell them some little things they can do to get a little more money for their home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And prices are stabilized? Or are they going up? Are they going down? What's going on?
It's all regional, basically.
Uh-huh.
So there's still, just like San Diego's always been, there's regions that people really want to be in that the price hasn't really been affected, you know, like Bonita. My aunt wants to move to Bonita. But I can't find her damn home because everybody wants to move to Bonita.
Really.
And it never stopped over there for the most part.
That's
you
interesting.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That parts of Chula Vista, you know, that people really want to be in, it's slowed down a little bit, but you know, it never really stopped rolling. It's going
still,
up.
It's still real estate, and it's still Southern California.
Totally.
Yeah.
Outskirts, Alpine, you know, some of East County has fallen a little bit, but that trend's turning around right now,
sure.
You know, over the past month.
That's especially right. When you see that it's cloudy here and you want sunshine, you go east, and there it is.
Totally, yeah. It's going to be, you know, in the 80s this weekend out in East County.
Yeah,
so.
Got to love that.
The other thing, and I know that it'll come up more throughout the show, but, like, I mean, we used it just the other day. Yosef's got such a rad... I don't know what you call it, a home appraisal app that you or site that you deal with. It's so cool if you haven't used it. I mean, just in terms of kind of knowing where you stand with what you have and linking up with you guys.
Yeah, I have a full home evaluation site. We also have a program called HomeBot. If you sign up on my home evaluation site, I will link you to HomeBot as well. And that gives you a report every month on what your home's doing, what's happening in the area. If it's a good time to refinance, what you can afford to move up into, because it actually will tell you your equity as well.
Wow.
So you can go, I mean, you can enter even more parameters and, you know, figure out what it's going to take to move.
And that's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's free and it's no spam and it's it's awesome. I mean, you know, Dallas told me to make sure to mention that to you so much. He loved it. I mean, we used it just the other day. Like it's and there's nothing to it. I mean, it's super, super easy and it's a really cool tool just to know where you stand.
Yeah, I set up Dallas a while ago on it and you guys get the emails, you know, once
a month,
awesome. Right?
Like I said, great.
You guys set up on weekly, but it works really well, and it gives you so much information that you wouldn't think you needed, you know, but it helps you make a decision.
And that works no matter where you live in Southern California?
In California, period.
In California, period, yeah.
Exactly.
So how do you sign up for it?
You can go to my website, calrealtysd.com, or my online, and you can go straight to the link on there. There's a link for online home evaluation.
Yeah, which is right at calrealtysd.com.
Yeah. Or sportsmansrealty.com. Either one will get you there.
Okay, so. All right. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't mentioned BD Outdoors. What do you guys, I mean, every time I go BD Outdoors, which is pretty much every day, there's content like crazy on there. You guys must have a staff of about 1,000 people.
It feels like it.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a really good staff, really young staff. For the first time ever, I mean, like, we're the old guys now, if nobody told you, right? It's so funny. We're like the young up-and-comers. It felt like yesterday. And now we've got these kids that are 20 years old, and they're really sharp, and they're pumping out some great content. And we're doing a lot of events and stuff, too, you know? We did that film release for the film we did with Brandon Nelson, you
right.
know, the Lucky
that was
B1.
Really cool.
And yeah, we had, it was so rad to get the whole community out.
That was such a great story. The Brandon Nelson story is such a great story.
It is.
And it continues to be a great story because
totally.
He's such a great guy.
Yep.
has had such great success.
And that's why we kind of picked them to do that,
yeah,
the Mercury piece. But, you know, we've been doing these launch parties events. We had our 20th anniversary for BD. Was just a few weeks ago.
How did that happen?
I don't know, dude. We're so
20 years. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. I can tell you how. My back is killing me. Yesterday. We are old. Nobody warned me. And like, yeah, it's been kind of a surreal year with going back to the trade shows, doing these events, seeing everybody, a lot of the old guys. I mean, we did it out of B&S Brewing. We had tacos and all that. But that used to be like in my backyard. We used to have barbecues in the early days. I'd have 150 people in my backyard that were all loved fishing. It was really cool because prior to the internet and stuff, like, how did you find guys to fish with?
Yeah.
You either met them at the ramp or whatever. And then, you know, and like all my regular friends wanted to fish once a month, every couple of months. It's like, I want to go every day.
Yeah.
You know, and it gave us a good way to link up with people. So it's cool. Kind of got back to the basics and, you know, had a good time and celebrated a long run. I didn't think we'd make it this long.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Thanks. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You want to talk about fishing, you want to talk about real estate, you want to talk about BD or whatever, we're here to talk about it for sure, right, Ricky?
No doubt. Going to be a great time. So much to cover with the fish biting and everything that's happening right now. Going to be a great show. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on the phones. Or send us a text. The text the show option, so hugely popular, Let's Talk Hookup. Already got a bunch of texts flowing through here this morning. And the only way to send your text questions into Let's Talk Hookup is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, no BS, easy way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup by sending your text through. You can hear all the archive shows. So if you're driving home from work and you want to fire off a little kill the drive, it's the best thing to do. Download that app. You can hear all the past shows. And, man, make sure that you include your contact info when you send your text question in, because if you win the prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get a hold of you. Just a phone number and a little bit of info. And man, what a killer prize we're giving away at the end of the show today. And basically how it works is we're going to pick a potential winner from one from all of the callers that call, one potential texter from all the texters. Then we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show that's going to designate who's got that prize, a caller or a texter. And what a prize it is. Somebody's getting a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a certificate that you can order any pair from CostaDelMar.com up to a $300 value. Both the texters and the callers, again, are going to be eligible. We'll flip that coin to see who the winner is. And yeah, you got $300 coming your way from Costa.
And Ollie, you're a Costa guy.
Love them.
Yeah,
love
they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, they're great glasses.
Yeah, nothing like them. Now, Hoos was talking about when he was here, he was talking about the green lenses. And that's Laz's favorite. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on that?
I like the green or the amber for offshore. It gives you a lot of contrast, you know, and you can really pick up those birds on the horizon. You know, everything's kind of gray out here most of the time.
Sure.
Makes them pop a little better. And the one thing with the amber, well, the green is a variation of the amber lens, is that the it's like a green mirror film that's over an amber lens. Kelp patties. They glow. Yeah, and I'm borderline, you know, like I'm borderline with colors. I'm not the best. And like, it makes them jump out.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, I mean, we all know, right? You're only one kelp away from not sucking that day.
Yeah, that's true.
I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
You see that one little shot of orangey goodness, you run over there and fill the boat.
Yeah, for sure. Anything on the kelps yesterday?
We checked only a couple of them. I saw San Diego had like a good whack of yellowtail, though.
I didn't even see that, so that's great. But I know there was some kelp patty yellow to be had, so that was great.
They weren't super big. I think they were 8 to 10 or 8 to 12.
Take
but
that.
I mean, but it's
size.
I think 15, 20 fish. It wasn't nothing for sure.
That's
so
good.
It's getting rolling.
So you need those green lenses. What's your favorite frame?
I like the Diego, and then these ones. Which one is this? I forget. Reefton Pro. So they came out with the Pro series.
Right.
I've got my hand. And the sides are a lot thicker than the regular ones. And I always wear my glasses on my hat, like Ricky. Well, sometimes with the other ones, and I have a huge head, which doesn't help, they'll stretch out.
Right.
And they don't bite my hat as well. And then you
fall over.
You put your head down to go do something, on a car or on the boat or whatever, that fall off your hat. These ones don't fall off my hat.
Yeah.
So, like, Diego's I like the best. These ones are a little smaller, but they don't go flying around everywhere.
Yeah. The other cool thing about that Pro series, like that Reefton Pro, is, like, the nose piece is, like, one, it's moldable, so, like, you can fit it to your face, but there's, like, little side vents in it, and they just don't fog up nearly like other glasses.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're that's a really good pair of shades.
Yeah, I want a Diego Pro, but until then, I'm going to wear the Reeftons.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Hey, well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, phones are packed up. Literally one phone line still available. That's 213-432-1090, as well as sending your text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We got more of your phone calls. More great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive one entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, best way, 213-432-1090.
All right, or if you're on the app, text us on the show. We're giving away, with the coin flip at the end of the show, a pair of Costa sunglasses. You just heard who's there talking about them. So you can be styling in a new pair of Costas here coming up soon. Hey, got a great text here from Rory, who's calling us from Lakeside. Rickeyville,
I call it.
Yeah. And he says, good morning. Happy Saturday. First question is for Ali. What are some of the things you tried out here for our local yellowtail and tuna that you would learned in Florida? And then he's got a question for Joseph, too.
You know, I'd been fishing yellowtail way, way, way before I started fishing in Florida. So we kind of already had that program dialed in, you know, and I grew up like most guys. In fact, I got to start on saltwater kind of later when I was about 18. We grew up freshwater fishing, bass fishing, trout fishing, and all that. But what I did do is took some of our tactics here back to Florida.
Yeah, that was going
to
be my question, sure.
Yeah, like what?
Like service iron.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a big surprise, but everything likes the surface iron.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much surface fish there, from like the king mackerels, Ciro mackerels. Cobia just lose their mind for a surface iron. So that was really fun. And in the first couple seasons of the show, you know, I took a jig stick and I keep it at Rush's house and I have all my stuff there. And, you know, hey, will this eat it? Will that eat it? It was like you were learning all over again. Amberjacks, oh my God, they go nuts for it. So that was a lot of fun, taking kind of some of your West Coast stuff back over there.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, if there's anything we brought this way, is that we do occasionally use a spinning reel, like for a stick bait or whatever.
Sure.
It's just easier to work with it, and we've caught plenty of yellowtail on spin gear where you wouldn't think that was possible not too long ago.
Why is it, I mean, you know, we all love conventional gear here, but the spinning gear certainly has a place and such. Why is it that the East Coast is so into spinning gear?
I think a lot of it starts with the inshore fishery. They've got, like, if you go into the rivers and lagoons and all that stuff, you're going to throw a shrimp as far as you possibly can and as accurate as you can. And here that would be kind of a bass rod thing. But I don't know. Over there, it's just that they all grew up with them. I mean, we grew up with them fishing trout and all that, and everyone's comfortable with it for sure. But
and some of that bait over there is shaped like a Pringles potato chip. Like, it doesn't cast like a, you know, you put a hook in a big sardine, you can fire that thing out there, no problem. But, like, some of that stuff just doesn't cast good.
Yeah, like DOA shrimp.
Yeah. Right.
Those things don't weigh anything. It's a rubber shrimp with a hook in it. You know, like, imagine a 3-inch swim bait with a hook, no lead head, and trying to cast it. I think that's where the origins of that is.
Gotcha.
I hooked a few fish the last couple of years, though. Like, if there's anything bigger than, like, 30, 40 pounds around, I do not want to deal with it. Like, I hit the 120 or something on light spin gear last season, only to freaking have the split ring come apart boat side after, like, an hour of agony.
Yeah.
There's just something about being able to lay that rod on the rail.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
You get spoiled on that.
And if the Florida guys on Instagram don't like it, that's fine.
Yeah. If IGFA doesn't like it, we don't care.
I can totally live with that.
So, Roy's question for Yosef is, we bought our first home in Eucalyptus Hills Lakeside a couple of years ago. Any predictions for this area as far as housing prices? East County seems like it's growing fast. Thanks for a great show. Also, when is Rush going to make an appearance on Let's Talk Hookup, which is a good question.
Yeah, we might be able to make that happen.
That'd be fun.
Out this summer, maybe.
Yeah.
At some point. So as far as Eucalyptus Hills goes, I think Eucalyptus Hills is really an up-and-coming neighborhood. There's more custom homes being built up there. The price has gone way up. I sold one up there for like 1.3 last year to a good
friend. And this is in Lakeside, kind of upper Lakeside?
Yeah, it's just above Lakeside. I'd say north of Lakeside.
Yeah, you're going to Ramona on 67.
Right.
It's kind of like the last bit of Lakeside on the left-hand side on that
up
hill.
Up on the hill.
Really nice. Yeah. Really cool. Nice.
It's beautiful.
Quiet.
There.
Quiet. Yeah. Rad house. Yeah, it's cool.
Big but like lots. You're right on the freeway. I mean, literally, the freeway is like not even a quarter mile away.
Wow. Well, that's not always true. If you're back up over the hill a little bit, it's very quiet. You don't hear freeway. You don't hear anything. The lots are bigger. You know, it's 2-acre lots and 1-acre lots at least. But that whole area it's going up still. You know, we did have a little. It got soft, Lakeside especially, for maybe the last year or so. But it's moving again.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anything. You know, the Fed's going to top out here soon with their rates at some point, and it's just going to go the other way as this falls, and people are going to go crazy again for homes and be fighting for them and everything.
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling people, now's the time.
Now's the time.
Pay a little more for interest.
Yeah.
And get the home you want instead of fighting for a home that you're settling for.
And then when interest rates readjust, you just refi.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deal with it for a couple of years and then refi, and now you got the house you wanted and the loan you wanted.
Totally. And there's other programs out there. There's a 3-2-1 buy down where, you know, over the next 3 years, you're basically buying the rate down and it's cheaper. Your payment's cheap for a few years and kind of gives you a little bit of room before you refinance.
There you go.
That's cool.
There's ARMs as well, too. 5-1 ARMs, 7-1 ARMs, but it's a,
adjustable rates.
No, they're not. They're adjustable after 5 years.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're locked in for 5 years. This is going to change within the next 5 years, and rates should get better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's not a huge gamble right now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's ways to pull it off.
Completely.
Yeah, you just have to have somebody that's got your back to help you navigate it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Those guys, and he fishes, too.
Yeah.
Right? Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Ed? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, Ed? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question is for Ali. I've been, you know, going to Florida every now and then, and the fishing over there is great. Yeah, I really like it because you can get off, take a turn off and go down over under a bridge or something and catch, you know, sheep's head and stuff like that. What I was wondering, I had a hard time finding what we call kind of cattle boats, you know, down there. And that is there any way to find out where they would be located, like, you know, maybe Marathon or something like that?
Yeah, so there's not a lot of cattle boats in Florida. They call them a head boat. And, you know, some of the bigger ports have them. Like, I know Canaveral has them. There's a couple operating out of Miami. Marathon, I don't think has one, but I believe there's one that runs out of Bud and Mary's in Isla Mirada, which is, you know, 30 miles north or whatever of Marathon. That's probably going to be your best bet. And then on the Gulf side, there is a few head boats that do, like, multi-day trips, which is really cool. You can go from, like, Naples, I believe it is, down to fish the fort, you know, west of the Keys. And there's some of those other Gulf ones that go way out into the Gulf, and they catch snappers and groupers, and they do deep drops and sometimes wahoo and stuff like that. But they just do things differently over there. Over in Florida, like, you know, we've seen out here the emergence of the four-pack charter boat. In Florida, there's so many retired cops and doctors and all these guys, and they all have a charter boat. And it can be anything from a micro skiff, like 15 feet long, to a big center console. And they run them either out of their backyard or out of a marina. It's just a lot more of a small boat charter fishery than what we're used to here, you know, seeing the big boats and having the baddest fleet in the world, basically. Right.
That's cool. Yeah, for sure. So that's good stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, normally the cast man is calling us with a report right now, and but he's on a plane on the way to Panama. He just gets back.
I can say you guys got back, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah, we got back on Thursday afternoon, and he's on a plane to Panama right now. So, yeah, to for the trip to Pesca, Panama.
That's awesome.
So normally that is sponsored by Dana Landing in Mission Bay, and, you know, Dana Landing is having their season kickoff sale Saturday, May 6th. That's 2 weeks away from today. And things start out at 7 a.m. with the big sale opening up and a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, a very rare live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, because we don't do that many of them anymore. Here's a sample of some of the incredible deals at Dana Landing, available from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. Again, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only on Saturday, May the 6th. Buy two, get one free on all hooks and jigs, including Nomad Mad Max. So you can load up on Nomad Mad Max. 20% off all Yeti products, including buckets, coolers, and cups, which they don't go on sale either. 25% off all clothing, including Olakai footwear, and lots of sunglasses that never go on sale, too. Hey, Dana Landing is overstocked on pen rods, so they have 20% off on all the pen rods. A free Spectra fill-up with any real purchase. Free jig ring replacement from OTC. There's also going to be 20 manufacturers' representatives on hand to answer your questions. Then the seminars. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Benny Ortiz from Shimano, and Afrin from War Baits. Then next door at Fastlane Kayaks, they're also going to have a bunch of great deals on clothing, like Salty Crew clothing, Hobie kayaks and accessories. Free Salty Crew beer. How about that? Saturday, May 6th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only at Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be a fun day.
I'll be there,
sure.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I might as well give you the report from Loretta. We had our I think it was our 7th or 8th annual Loretto Rumble cast tours. Let's Talk Hook Up Loretto Rumble. And this one by far was the best. First of all, the weather. We had a window of 3 days of flat, calm weather.
Perfect.
The day we left Thursday, it was blowing like 15. Yesterday, it was blowing like 18 down there. So we just hit it just right. Whenever we get a high pressure system up here, it blows down there. We hit it perfect.
It was
great. And the fishing was pretty epic. I mean, a lot of limits of yellowtail and nice grades. Most of the fish were 20 to 30 pounds. Winning fish was 30.5 pounds. Second place, which was Drew from No Bananas, I think was 29 and a half. And then I think the third place was like 29.2 or something.
What,
like that.
Great grade.
A lot of
That's
fish.
Awesome.
Yeah, really great grade. And just excellent fishing. Most of the fish were on slow troll mackerel with a sinker on it on the bottom. But there were some yo-yo fish. There were some surface iron fish, too. If you got there early enough and you were in the right spot, there were surface iron fish. I got one on a Colt Sniper stick bait, 170.
How cool.
On yellow that popped up real quick up and down. And the only disappointment for me was the cabrilla fishing was pretty slow. We did get some cabrilla. There was some grouper, but it was pretty slow. For whatever reason, the bait hadn't moved into the right spot. It's a little early for that area for cabrilla. They come in more like in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
But the Hotel La Mission, fantastic host hotel. You know, everybody, we saw people in town, and it's like, yeah, where are you staying? Oh, we're at the La Mission. Yeah, we tried to get in there, but it was full. So, we took most of the rooms.
Yeah, he took 50 of them.
we took 25 rooms. But it's a small hotel, but it's just a great hotel.
That's a rad spot.
And the town of Loretto, such a wonderful town. It's changing. You know, there's a lot of money coming in there, and there's the houses are going up, and there's lots of money in that, like Danzante Bay and Loretto Bay, those resorts down south of town. But Loretto's still kind of the same. Great restaurants and just a wonderful place to visit.
That's what I like so much about Loretto. Is it's so easy to navigate. Like it's just easy. The cool, well, so much cool history with the Mission and the cobblestone roads, and there's rad restaurants everywhere. You feel safe. Like, that's just a really cool town.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great town. So everybody's going, what about next year? And we haven't set the dates yet, but Castman, when he gets back from Panama, is going to work on the dates. But there will be a next year. The only drag is there's a new port captain in Loretto. And he made things very, very difficult for Cass and Danny, Danny that runs all the boats down there.
Really?
We had to get special permits for the tournament. Oh. He had to put two pongas out as safety pongas, pay for two guys to basically take a nap on their ponga out by the island for 2 days. So it dug into his pocket a lot and just made it very, very difficult for us. So we're going to make some adjustments in that program. It may not be a tournament next year. It may just be a fun join-us trip. But either way, one way or another, we're going back to Loretto sometime next May or June.
You should just do a fun join-us trip and then give something cool to the people who caught the three biggest fish.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to do. Yeah, probably.
What a cool trip.
But Danny from Amador Sport Fishing down in Loretto does a great job with all the pongas, lining up all the pongas. It's a great time for sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. What a great trip. Well, hey, we got Alec calling us from the Pegasus right now on the line. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning, Rick. How's it going?
Great, man. We're excited to hear what's going on. I know that you guys just kind of kicked your offshore season off, and, man, we're stoked to hear from you. What's going on out there? We can hear the sonar clicking in the background.
Yeah, we're out here. We had great nighttime action here last two nights. We limited out on blue already. We're driving around looking for some kelps. There's some kelps out here with some yellowtail.
Man, that's awesome. Congratulations. And I know Alec just took over ownership and operation from Joe Tate and the Pegasus long time. And, man, we're excited for you. You guys certainly got your season and your start off on the boat
this
to a bang,
first
man.
Trip?
This is cool. Not first trip, but, like, first season,
first,
you know,
first,
like, yeah.
First season.
Amongst the first.
Amongst the first, yeah. And to have limits already overnight. Yeah. I saw you leaving the harbor yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah, we left the harbor yesterday at 7 o'clock. We got out to the ground around 11 last night.
Wow.
Well, that's great news, Alec. And what's the grade of the fish, and what was the success for guys?
The grade of the fish is about 20 to 40 pounders, and the best success we've had has been kind of what we call hot dog style lures, shorter, stubbier lures, flat falls, SK jigs, stuff like that. It's been working the best.
Man, that's awesome.
Wow, that sounds great. And what about are you just doing charters, open party on the Pegasus? How are you doing? What are you doing there, Alec?
So right now we have our open party schedule up for the springtime trips. During the summers, basically all the summer months, we're all booked up on charters. And then we'll have another open party schedule up for the fall.
Great. So how's somebody get on the boat if they don't have a charter and they want to get on an open party trip?
You guys can just give Fisherman's Landing a call, or you guys can go online to the website and book online. Currently, we have trips going out this week. If you guys want to come on out and get a piece of the top bluefin action, we're trying to make it a for sure go for this week. We just got to make the reservations there, guys.
Yeah, and good
awesome.
Weather this week and all that. So what's your website again, Alec?
Pegasus Sport Fishing. Or fish Pegasus Sport Fishing.
All right. Fish, pegasus@sportfishing.com, or you can always reach him through Fisherman's Landing, fishermanslanding.com. Hey, Alec, great to hear from you live from the Pegasus. They're biting.
That's great.
Flat, calm weather. You got to love it.
How cool to just be cruising around at 7:30 in the morning looking for looking for kelps because you're already done with the tuna fishing. Nice going, buddy. That's great news.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Ricky, you said you had a great text.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was perfect. This one was from our buddy Ralph in Menifee. He said, good morning, guys. Ollie, local knowledge is such a rad show, and I always love drooling over your and Rutchie's boats. What has been your favorite boat that you've owned over the years? And then also, what would you recommend to as an entry-level boat for a guy inshore fishing Southern California? From Ralph and Menifee.
Oh, man. I love them all. Boats are like puppies. I just want to bring them all home, and they've all got kind of a place in my heart. But
I thought this was such a good question, too, because I know, Ollie, you've had everything over the years. Small skiffs, small sport fishers, big skiffs, big, you know, you run big boats, like, you've got a great background.
Yeah, no, I like them all. I mean, I think it just depends on what you want to do, right? There's horses for courses, and for a lot of what you do in Southern California, and this opinion's changed, I like outboards, and I really like my Mercury outboards, and now you can get boats. We used to run a 31 Innovator, and that was twin Cummins diesels and a lot of maintenance. And as I get busier, as I get older, I don't like maintenance as much. And I think I'm really, really into the outboards. I think a big center console works really well for what we do here. But if I lived up north and we did the islands and stuff like that a lot more, I love a Grady White. They're a great boat. They've got a big cabin. They're well made. They kind of are the Swiss Army knife of fishing boats. And I tell people all the time, there's a reason they have not changed the layout of those boats in 30 years. Just because it works, right? You got a nice cabin, you can get out of the weather, you can make a sandwich, have a microwave, you can stay for a couple of days. It's very, very fishy. It does a lot of things very well and nothing perfect.
And good ride.
They ride good. They don't ride awesome, but they ride very good, you know? And it's always, I mean, we've all owned boats, right? It's always a trade-off. Some do this good, some do that good, or whatever. I think the Grady gives you kind of that best balance. And if you're not a mechanic and don't want to work on your own diesels, or even for us, like finding a guy to come in the middle of the season when you've got a blown gearbox in a diesel boat is not easy to do, or parts or whatever. Yeah. So
no, it's hard. I mean, as an owner of a diesel boat, I know I've fished on your diesel boat before. Yeah. Outboards are just an easier game.
They really are.
And it didn't used to be that way.
No.
You know,
no.
20 years ago, you had a diesel because the reliability was so much better than an outboard. And now, like, dude, you strap a new Yamaha on the back of that thing, like, you don't think about it. I mean, you get the oil changed every 100 hours and you get it serviced when it should be. And, like, you don't think about that for years.
Yes, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, do you ever worry about your Honda Accord starting anymore?
Right.
Right? Like, you don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're at with those, you know. And you like Yamaha? Great. I like Mercury? Great. There's just, you have a lot of really good options out there. And now with these bigger engines, you're not limited by the size of the boat's not limited by the power plant. Right. You know, Mercury's, we're building a new boat for a client that has those twin 600 Mercuries on it.
600.
Crazy.
A 2-speed gearbox. I mean, they are gnarly.
Wow.
Mercury just had us out in Florida a few months ago for the V10 400 release. I have never been on a sport fishing boat that accelerated like the Scout, 35 Scout with triple 400s on it.
Holy mackerel.
It's not the horsepower. It's the
torque. Yeah.
Dude, I'm sitting backwards facing the motors, and the guy's like, I'm going to punch it. I'm like, all right, Cap, we got it, and we're going to be fine. It almost threw me out of the boat from a seated position. I was trying to, like, you know, film some content or whatever. I'm like, I'm going out of the back of this boat right now.
It was crazy.
It was run some boats with some horsepower. Unbelievable.
Puts you in your seat. And you can't come back out of it.
I was facing backwards, so trying to launch me out of my seat and over the
engine.
That's
so cool.
So, I think like if you're going to be an island guy and all that, something with a cabin makes sense. I think down here for what we're doing, you know, Ricky would agree with me. The center console thing is pretty hard to beat.
Totally.
And, you know, the thing with the center console that I really like and why I made the switch is, you know, there's guys that go out and catch one fish. I don't want to be that guy. And I know Ricky's not that guy. We want to hook multiple fish. And we've had as many as 5 jumbos going at one time. And that big open center console, it's, you know, over, under, under, over. And once they settle in, we've gone 5 for 5 more than once. And it's like, You just can't do that on a sport fish. You know, it's just too hard to get around.
There will always be pros and cons to every boat, no matter what. You cannot say, I mean, and no one, you know, our Parker is a perfect example. Like, the majority of people, when choosing a boat like ours, we have a 25 Parker, get the pilot house. And I can't deny how nice it would be multiple times to be coming home.
I'm more of a pilot house
when
guy.
It's spraying, to be able to shut the door and just be in your shorts and T-shirts and hang out and put tunes on and cruise back with your buds. I can't tell you how many times I would love to have had that. Love to have had that. Like, I've had rides home where I feel like I'm getting a 5-gallon bucket of water thrown on my face, where I would just give anything to do that. But on the flip side of it, when the fishing's on, there is no denying the efficiency of a center console. For us, it just outweighs it. Like,
what about you, Yosef? Are you a center console guy or are you a cabin guy?
I'm a center console guy. Yeah. I've got a little Pilot House Tollycraft right now, and I don't like it. Honestly, yeah. I mean, it's not, I like to feel, you know, have the wind in my face, and it's just not the same to me. And exactly, with the walking around the boat thing, it's huge, you know. Yeah. I'd rather have a walk around of some sort than...
It's personal preference.
It's always going to be trade-off.
I'll take the cabin any day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I get
of course,
that
I'm a little older, right? A lot older.
Yeah. like, you go back to our little sport fisherman, there's a lot of things I miss. A full-size head.
Yeah.
Right.
One too many cups of coffee, no sweat.
Yeah.
You know, like, exactly. Go make a sandwich or whatever.
Totally.
It's all trade-offs.
It's all trade-offs.
Yeah, you left early in the morning and you want to rack out for a couple hours. Like, you have a legit bed that you get to crawl in there and do that. Like,
yep, totally.
You're not sleeping on a bean bag that's on a deck that's wet because your kill bag was leaking and there's water. I mean, it's like there's some serious trade-offs there. But that's the fun of it.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to get through right now, we have one line open, 213-432-1090.
When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts. We got catch reports coming and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. One line still open if you want it. That's 213-432-1090. Really good text coming through.
Yeah.
Great show.
For sure. Now, Yosef, you said that you have a great kind of direct, easy way to get to your home evaluation situation, right?
You got it. Yeah, it's SoCalHomeEval.com.
I did that on my house, and it works so easy.
It's rad.
SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it.
And then you get all those other features you were talking about earlier?
You got it. Yeah, we'll put you in our system. We'll get you set up with HomeBot. And that's just, you know, I'm not going to be calling you and chasing you down and asking you to sell your house or anything. Yeah. This is just info.
I can personally attest to it. It's great. Like, I mean, it's really good.
You don't
good.
Bug people. You just use SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it.
And then you get an assessment of where you're at. Whether you're going to sell it or not, you know, it's like it's nice to know where you are.
Totally.
Right?
And it gives you a breakdown, like I said, if you can – it tells you how you can use your equity.
Yeah.
If you can buy another house, it'll also tell you if you can keep your house that you have and go buy something else, if it'll rent.
Yes. So here's the crazy thing, too, right now, is you can use your equity if you want to – I'm old, right? I wish I would have done this many, many years ago, right? And I'd be in a different financial situation than I am today. But use your equity and you buy some rental property.
Totally.
And the way rents are right now, through the roof rents are, you rent that house, you have not only the equity in that house and the appreciation of that house, but you have the rental income.
100%.
And if you want to play that game, it's sometimes a risky game, but you can become a wealthy man.
Totally.
Or woman.
Home hacking, we're seeing a lot more right now.
Yeah.
Where basically people, you know, younger people are coming out of college. They're becoming professionals.
Yeah.
And they'll come to me and go looking for a house. And I'll say, hey, why don't you go buy a multifamily house?
Uh-huh.
And you can use 80% of the income from those other units to qualify.
Yeah.
So let's say you're going to buy a $500,000 house, but instead there's a fourplex for $1 million. And all of them are rented, or three of them are rented.
Right.
You can use 80% of those three units as income to qualify.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, now you went from a $500,000 house to $1 million fourplex, you know, or a $1.2 million fourplex, or whatever it is.
And you get the appreciation and the income.
100%. And you can use an FHA loan at 3.5% down.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know, you're a young guy and you want to move up in the world, that's the way to go now.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't have a family and stuff that doesn't care about, you know, having neighbors for the most part, but it's awesome.
I used to live in Vista many, 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 many years ago when I was in my 30s and I had a neighbor who was a real estate guy, a wealthy guy and he came to me, he said, "Son, I'm going to just give you some advice. Buy land, buy property," and I didn't listen to him.
It's the way to go, especially right now, like vacation homes and that kind of thing. Big Bears, you know, it's hurting up by Moon Ridge and stuff. They're doing great up there.
Yeah, you know? Well, they were snowed in, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's if you're looking
for opportunity,
there's opportunity. Yeah,
you know, opportunities all around.
Yep, Airbnb. Yeah. They're still giving permits out pretty easily up there.
Yeah,
you know, you can make some dough. And if you want a place to go on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike's calling us from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. Last year when Yosef and Ollie were on the show, I called in real quick and wanted to ask Yosef about a property down there. And to my surprise, he called me back on Monday. Like, you know, I didn't expect him to call me back so soon. So, anyway, to make a long story short, the other half on my end decided to go with a different agent. But before all that, Yosef was very helpful, and he sent me some comps and estimates, and he went out of his way and looked at the property. And, he was very helpful. You were very helpful, Yosef. And I felt bad that we didn't use his service, but I needed to compensate him in some way, and so I made him some, him and Ollie, some tuna sinker rigs, and just for the effort he put in to help us out. So I always just wanted to thank him for that. So
hey, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, another good text came through. This one, again, was geared towards Yosef. Says, good morning, guys. Let's talk. Hook up. Yosef, I recently sold a property and aid my taxes. What are some of the things a homeowner can do to help offset capital gains taxes?
There's a few things you can do. You know, if it is a income property, which you're probably is because you're paying capital gains, you can 1031 exchange, and you don't have to exchange the whole thing. There's also ways you can donate money as well, and that helps, you know, offset that capital gains and overall gain to help you offset it. But it just kind of depends on your situation. That's going to be a conversation for a CPA or maybe your tax person. I can help on the real estate end as much as possible, but I always advise everybody to, you know, talk to their tax person, or we can even do a conference call with your tax person.
Yeah. Your professional comes to the real estate end of things.
100%.
Let the tax professional handle the tax part of things.
Yep, let the loan guy handle the loan part.
Yeah, totally.
And I'll steer you in the right direction and hook you up with the right people.
That's right.
There you go. Hey, another great text here from John in Huntington Beach. He says, hey, let's talk hookup. I'd like to ask Ali and Yosef, I'm going fishing in early August up in Seward, Alaska, with guys featured on your show. How is the fishing for halibut out of Seward? And then he says, on houses, when do you think the peak interest rates will be? He says, thanks.
I'll let Ollie start. Ollie, he knows a lot about Seward. And
yeah, Seward's awesome. We've been up there a bunch, and our guys up there have always been the Cracker Jack guys. They're just it's a great program.
That's the name of the company.
Yeah, and they do it a little different. They run like I think it's 44-foot Majitec. It's a mini sport boat.
Really?
But it hauls ass. I mean, it goes like 23 knots, 24 knots. You can go fish places where a lot of the other boats can't because of its size. You can overnight on the boat. They'll take you to little lodges. Dude, you're going to have a blast.
Sounds cool.
It is so nice up there. Seward's a great little town.
Make you fly into Anchorage and then you drive over?
Yep. I was at 2 hours or something from there. I think it's not too bad. And then check out the aquarium. There's a couple good restaurants. There's some history there. You know, a lot of people don't know that Seward was hit by a tsunami.
Really?
Wiped the whole town out.
Wow.
So, you know, the town's like built on, like imagine Point Lomo, the town built on the side of it, you know, and then when you're driving around, there'll be signs that says like high water mark, and they're like as high as the freaking cemetery over there.
Wow.
When the I swear, it's a trip.
Wild.
The whole place just got
What greased. Year? Was that like in the 20s?
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't tell you, but it basically wiped out the whole town and they had to rebuild.
Yeah.
And the fishery's just amazing. The halibut is always on tap. The rock fishing, oh my God, is like, we don't do enough of that.
We're
like,
so rad.
It's so rad. We use bass gear with jig heads, and shoot, we've even caught halibut in triple digits on like little Abu Revo setups, you know, chasing them all around the boat and stuff. I love it up there. I can't get enough of it.
That's so cool. And Yosef, when's it going to peak?
I think it's coming. You know, the Fed's just waiting for this job market to buckle, and it's on its way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I would say there may be one more, you know, increase before it starts turning the other way.
Yeah.
But I think the Fed's really gonna keep an eye on this and evaluate it, you know, with inflation and everything. And who knows, man?
Who knows?
You know, but it's
soon coming.
I would say in the next year it's gonna turn.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what there's a guy Barry Habib. He's a mortgage guru, and his predictions have been very spot on for about the past 20 years, and he says it's going to turn around. We'll be in the fives again next year.
Sweet.
So,
all right.
We'll take that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, and we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.